tensions are running high at Sidi Blaou Port, where about 1,000 workers from sub-Saharan Africa have taken refuge. Although fighting has largely ended in this part of Libya, they say they're being threatened by unknown gunmen. Edmund Okoro, from Nigeria, had been washing cars for the past 6 years until, he says, gunmen raided his home near Tripoli.
Our belongings, they took it from us. Our money, even up to our phone.
An estimated 1 million migrants from sub-Saharan Africa were living in Libya before the uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. Most have fled, but an estimated 100,000 remain. Aminu Zimbu from Ghana says black foreigners seem to be especially targeted by anti-Gaddafi forces, although he is not sure why.
They just came there shooting guns, we ran, our all passport is there in the room, you escape. Because they kill lots of Ghanaians there, they kill all blacks. That's why we decided to run.
Anti-Gaddafi forces have captured hundreds of sub-Saharan Africans who they say were caught fighting alongside pro-Gaddafi forces. As a result, black non-Libyans are now viewed with suspicion. Chris Wagermans works for the Doctors Without Borders relief group. He says these people come from different backgrounds and experiences, but are all stressed by two main challenges.
Well, at this moment, I think they are very worried about security, at one part. Second part, yeah, for sure, living conditions. If you go around in the camp, you see how they live. Yeah, for sure, this is the main issue.
The Nigerian ambassador comes and offers to return his citizens to Nigeria. His guards fire into the ground as the crowd shouts him out of the camp. Truck driver Fred Binosa says this is because going home is not an option.
Why should we go to Nigeria to be suffering a life of before? So we just want work, a place where we can rest. Please, we are begging you and to help us. Please.
Some here say they would return to their homes in Libya if there is security. But for now, there is nothing to do but wait and hope for better times, or passage to a new life again. Scott Bob, VOA News, Sidi Blaou, Libya.